Hello there and welcome to Proverb Per Diem, a daily podcast that's spending 31 days on a verse or a passage from the book of Proverbs. I am humbled, blessed, and honored that you would take time out of your busy life to spend here with me. With that said, let's go ahead and dive right in. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 3. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Have you ever considered why we make such a big deal out of justice and righteousness? Maybe it's because they are so hard to do. Or perhaps it's because so few people do them. But nevertheless, we admire, we respect, we honor people, government, rulers, any leader who strive to achieve these two things. You've heard me say it before, and I will keep coming back to it. Normal people don't do this. Normal people do what is in their best interest, regardless of the justice or righteousness that is involved. You and I, are not trying to be normal. We are called away from normal living by Jesus Christ. But don't take my word for it. Go and read His words. Go and read about His actions in the Gospels. They were by no means anywhere close to what we would call normal. Righteousness and justice, the state of being righteous. Righteous definition being an acting in an upright, moral way, virtuous. You will not be able to stay continuously in a state of righteousness, but it is worth striving for. Because living in a morally upright way is pleasing to God. Noah and Abraham were called righteous, and they are pillars of Judaism and Christianity. But in Sodom and Gomorrah, not 10 righteous men could be found, and the lack of men walking in righteousness led to the destruction of both cities. God desires for us to walk in righteousness. I have not always been found in righteousness, but I strive to be. You will not always be in righteousness, but you need to desire it. Righteous men can either bring God's blessing to the people in their lives, as Abraham and Noah did, or the lack of righteous men can lead to the complete decay and destruction of entire societies, as is seen in the case of Sodom and Gomorrah. So which will you be? One of the saving men or one of the destroyers? It is more desirable than sacrifice. Do you realize that God did not want there to be a sacrifice? In the Garden of Eden, the scene that He set up was to be without any bloodshed. No need for any sacrifice of any kind. Adam and Eve were given all the plants they could want for food, but not the animals. God didn't tell Adam to perform ritual sacrifices in order to make God happy. He told Adam to conquer, subdue, and multiply. To do this best, Adam would need to stay away from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God intended for Adam to live for Him, not to kill for Him. The first sacrifice was made when God had to cover up Adam and Eve's nakedness with animal skins. Sin can only be covered up by the shedding of blood. Sin brings death, and their sin brought death to all creation and made it necessary for there to be sacrifices. But God would rather we live in righteousness, walking with Him in justice, than perform sacrifices in order to come back to Him. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 and 2 say, "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it?" God prefers for us to walk in righteousness rather than choosing to sin and walk contrary to His ways and then having to perform sacrifices to come back to Him. We can't have the mindset of, "Well, I can do this one sin and then I'll ask for forgiveness." Not choosing sin is what God desires for us. Not choosing it in the first place, avoiding it and walking with Him, and removing the need to perform some duty or ritual to come back to Him. I can't help but think about husbands living for their wife instead of having to die for her. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, it reads, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her." Now, many people read this and start thinking of scenarios where the husband jumps in front of a bullet to protect his wife, which of course is admirable, and most of us, if not all of us, would do that for our wives. I think a big part of why we would do that is because how impressive it would be to other people. But what if giving yourself up for your wife not only included literally dying, but also metaphorically dying or figuratively dying to the desires of your own heart? What if the husband is intended to take the wife's concerns, cares, feelings, desires, and put his own desires to death in order to allow hers to live? In other words, what if the husband is meant to live as Jesus in righteousness and justice more than to die or give himself up as a sacrifice? What if the living sacrifice is what is intended? So what's the takeaway? Walking in righteousness is harder than sacrificing. Think about it. There are many people mentioned in the Bible that made sacrifices. There are far fewer who are called righteous and just. Takeaway 2, don't rely on a sacrifice, especially when you are able to walk in righteousness in the first place. 3, a living example of Jesus is a better husband than a dead example. I pray that as you have listened to this monologue to my sons, that God took something I said and spoke to you today. I pray that he took something and will change the course of your life, but I also pray that he protected me from saying anything foolish and protected you from hearing anything that would lead you astray. As we go, remember this: our circumstances are in God's hands, and whether they are good or bad, all that is required of us is to trust him. Have a great day.